Hi everyone, today is March 7th and the topic is the bloodbath over? Just last week in our weekly report we had stated that if there are signs that the economy is picking up and that higher interest rates are justified, there will be a bloodbath on Wall Street. As if on cue, following remarks by Fed Chair Powell that reopening of the economy could cause inflation to move up, the stock market started to decline. Technology shares took the brunt and treasury yields climbed, causing bond values to drop. It appears that the markets are looking for the Fed to voice some form of support with a possible nod towards adjusting the Fed's asset purchase program. But that didn't happen and the sell-off worsened. At its nadir, the Nasdaq had wiped out all the gains for the year and S&P was flat. At the end of the day, on Friday, markets finally began to rebound, possibly indicating that the worst may be over and behind us. Or is it? When the economy is on its way to reopening fully and unemployment starts to drop, it is only fair to expect that inflation that has been so low for so long and interest rates that have been lowest in many years will inch up. Expecting the Fed to indicate that they will raise interest rates to contain inflation is too much to ask too soon. The economy is nowhere near full unemployment, and inflation would have to be sustained at a level above 2% to warrant the Fed to make any moves. In many ways, the sell-off last week was needed to get some semblance of fair valuation in the markets. Now that we have that behind us, we at Future Wealth believe that the markets will begin to move up again as the second and third quarters of the year could present real strong earnings by corporations that would reinforce the reopening trade philosophy. That is not going to stop investors from speculating if the Fed is waiting too long or to raise interest rates, and in doing so, plant another scare in the market. As always, it's best to take a long-term view and not to be distracted by day-to-day stock moments. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.